So what I'd like for people to take away from this is the importance of keeping diabetes under control. And this, you know, is basically your blood sugar. And it's done by taking your medication that is prescribed by a doctor, because that's, you know, that's what's going to help it stay under control. But just as important is diet. And a lot of diabetics I've come across aren't sure of what the foods they're supposed to be eating and what they're not supposed to be eating. A lot of diabetics think that just by avoiding sugar and sweets, that that's all they need to do, and that's really not the case, because there are other things like carbohydrates that also, you know, affect blood sugar dramatically. The list of those would be things like white bread, white rice, pasta, potatoes, things like that are to be avoided. There's lots of fruits, too, that should be avoided because they make your blood sugar levels go up. But berries are good for diabetics, like blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, things like that. Those are really good for diabetics. And lean meats and fish are also good, as well as vegetables. And lots of vegetables are the best thing. And fats should also be limited, because it amazes me how many diabetics do not realize what, you know, what their diet is supposed to look like. It's also very important to test their blood sugar every day. I have a lot of diabetic patients that don't do this. And so I ask them, you know, is your diabetes under control? And they say yes. And I said, well, do you test every day? And they said no. And I said, well, then you don't know if it's under control or not, because that tells you, that reading that you get first thing in the morning before you eat anything, that's called the fasting sugar, really gives you the most information about whether your blood sugar is under control or not. So that's real important to do every day. And also, it's important for diabetics to know their A1C. And their A1C is a number that the doctor, you go to the doctor and they do blood work, and they test your blood sugars for the previous 3 months. And that tells you if it's under control or not. The number should be anywhere from 6 to 7. And it amazes me that so many diabetics don't know their A1C, and they don't even know what that is. But it's a very, very important number that every diabetic should know what their number is, because that's, you know, lets them know if they are and if it is under control or not. And as I said before, I'm diabetic myself, and I know how hard it is. And, you know, I try and stay on my diet, you know, but it's important to try, because you can't always, and it's good to, it's okay to go off of it occasionally, but we should try and stay on it at least 90% of the time, because I know how hard it is. But, you know, diabetic retinopathy, the consequences of that are even worse. So, you know, it's, when I think about eating something that I'm not supposed to eat, I think about that. I think, do I want to lose my vision for this, you know, piece of cake or whatever? And then I'd say, no, you know, my vision's more important. So that's what you have to do. It's not fun, but it's necessary. It's also imperative to have a yearly eye exam, you know, not just test your blood sugar and what's your diet, but see your doctor regularly, your medical doctor, and to have your eyes examined at least once a year.